Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Organizational design is a core component of organizational change management and any sort of transformation. But what exactly is org design, and why is it so important to transformation? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And one of the services we provide to our clients is organizational change management. And one of the core components of organizational change management is organizational design. But oftentimes, people don't understand what organizational design is, they don't understand why it's so important, and they don't necessarily understand how to pursue and execute on organizational design. So what I want to do today is talk about how to address organizational design as part of any sort of transformation initiative, whether it's a business transformation, a digital transformation, a merger and acquisition integration, or any sort of change initiative. Organizational design can be a very important enabler of those changes. So what I want to do today is talk about what organizational design is and how you can deploy it throughout your organization. Before I really dive into what the core components of organizational design are and how you can execute an organizational design strategy, it's important to first talk about what are the inputs or the prerequisites to organizational design. And essentially, organizational design is something that is predicated on your overall business strategy, your transformation strategy, whatever it is you're trying to change as an organization, as well as your future state business processes and your future state technologies. All of those things are going to ultimately influence how you redesign your organization, how you structure your organization, and just your overall organizational design. So in order to be effective in organizational design, it's important that you first have a clear vision of what you want to be when you grow up in terms of the strategy, the processes, and the technologies that you want to be deploying. And once you have this clarity around that future state of your strategy, your processes, and your technologies, you can then start thinking about what exactly is our organizational design, how are we going to structure ourselves organizationally, and how can we build the organizational capabilities that we ultimately need. And that's what I'll talk about next. So the foundation of organizational design is really the organizational structure and what the organization is going to look like in the future. And one way to think about this is an org chart. When you think about an organization chart and all the boxes that need to be filled in an org chart, that is in essence what the core foundation of organizational design is. It's defining what all the different roles and responsibilities are within the organization, what the reporting relationships are, how people cross-collaborate across the organization, across their peers and subordinates, and just understanding how job roles and responsibilities are going to align and fit in that future state. Now, it's really important to focus on that future state and understand what the organizational design is for the future, not necessarily the way things are today, although, as we'll talk about here in a few minutes, the current state is important in terms of understanding how people are going to transition from the current state to that future state org design. So that's the first step in org design, is really defining what is the organizational structure, what are those reporting relationships, what are the job roles and responsibilities that we need to support our future state, as well as answering other questions around what sort of span of control might we have within the organization. So in other words, how many direct reports should a manager have? That's an example of an org design type of decision that needs to be made, as well as just what are people's jobs? What are they responsible for? Who's going to do what? And that sort of thing. So that's the essence and the foundational blueprint for org design.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, the next part of org design is looking at the measurement of how we measure different roles and responsibilities within the organization. So I talked a moment ago about how an org chart is really the foundation and the blueprint for what the org design is going to be in the future. But then the next step is to define not only who fits into each of those boxes in the org chart and what skill sets are required for each of those boxes in the org chart, but also looking at how we're going to measure each of those people. How are we going to measure their performance? How do we measure success for that specific role or that specific box on the org chart? And ultimately, these metrics should then be translated into compensation for how we will pay people. So it's one thing to measure people, but then how do we tie those measures of performance to overall compensation? We also have questions around how much we're willing to pay people for certain roles and certain spots on the org chart. Those are all examples of things that we want to cover. And so one of the things that we want to make sure we do as part of our org design is be very clear and very deliberate about how we measure performance and how we tie that back to compensation as part of our overall org structure and organizational design. Now, the next thing we need to think about once we've defined the org chart and the org structure, as well as the measures behind each of the boxes in that org structure, we now need to think about the competencies that are required to support that org structure. So now we start to think about what are the skills we have today and what are the skills we're going to need for the future. And typically those are two very different things, especially if you're going through some material transformation, whether it's a business transformation or a digital transformation, a major restructuring, a merger and acquisition integration. Those are examples of big change initiatives that can have a very big impact on the way your organization is designed. So we need to understand that delta or that gap between the skills we have today, the people we have today, and the skills and people we need tomorrow. And that's going to lead us to some conclusions around how we get to that future state and how we build the competencies we need to support that future state. And some examples of actions we might take would be to hire additional people with the right competencies that further enable that future state. Another example would be learning and development opportunities. How can we develop our current staff to have the skills they need for the future to do their jobs in the future, not necessarily just what they've done in the past? So that's a couple examples of decisions that need to be made as part of looking at what that delta is between the current state and future state competencies and skill sets that you're going to need within the organization in the future. Now, once we've defined all these different components of organizational design, we then have to figure out how do we get there? What do we do to move from where we are today and what our organization looks like today to what it's going to be in the future to really support that future state organizational design? And so we need to incorporate some of these activities into our overall organizational change strategy and our overall organizational change plan. So here's where we start to define specific activities and work streams that will support our migration from current state to future state org design. So some examples of how we might incorporate some change activities to support org design into our organizational change plan might be things like the skills upskill that I talked about before, where we develop our staff, we develop our employees to support the skills they need to support that future state. It could also be that we need to rewrite job descriptions. We're changing the way jobs are defined. We're changing roles and responsibilities. It could be that we're deploying new technologies to help enable some of this future state org design. There's a lot of human capital management technologies out there, or HR technologies, that can help support the migration from current state to future state and making sure that we have a clear and deliberate strategy for moving our workforce to where they need to be to support our future state. So these are just a few examples, but the key thing here is to recognize that it's one thing to define what we want our future state to be, but ultimately we have to track that back to where we are today and ultimately define what the plan is for us to get from the current state to the future state based on what that delta is and what those exact gaps are between current and future state. So why exactly do we go through this exercise of org design? There's a number of business benefits that are enabled by organizational design. The first benefit is that you have clarity of roles. You've provided clarity to the organization, to your team members, what their roles are going to be in the future. And that's very important. And that's a big part of why so many transformation initiatives fail is because organizations oftentimes fail to clearly articulate and communicate how jobs are changing and what roles and responsibilities are going to look like in the future. So org design enables that clarity of job roles in the future. The second thing that's a benefit with org design is that it enables change management and it eases resistance to change. So oftentimes the reason people resist change is because of that lack of clarity that I just talked about. If they don't know what's going to happen to their job or how their role is going to change, they are probably going to assume the worst or assume that their job is somehow in jeopardy. So having that clarity allows us to be better at managing change, providing that clarity and that long-term vision for people's jobs. And ultimately, you can turn something that's oftentimes a negative or a perceived threat into something that's positive and a perceived opportunity for upskilling and development and just exciting career growth. So this is a second example of how org design adds to the business benefits of your transformation. The third business benefit of org design is that it enables the potential business value of your transformation initiative. So you could have the best technology in the world or the best business process reengineering design or the best M&A integration plan in the world, but if you don't have a clear org design strategy to enable that value and unlock that potential value, then you're not going to get that value. So org design is really a way to realize measurable business results as a result of your transformation initiative. And then finally, org design is an opportunity to enable and support the type of culture you're trying to create. And oftentimes when we're defining our current state versus our future state, we're not just looking at org design as we've talked about here today, we're also looking at other aspects of the organization like culture. And culture is a big part of what can enable a business transformation or a digital transformation. So org design is a way that we can reinforce that culture and really enable that type of culture we're trying to create in our future state. So I hope this has given you some examples and some ways of thinking as it relates to org design. I encourage you to check out our guide to organizational change management, which covers org design as well as other aspects of organizational change management and the whole human aspect of any sort of transformation. I've included a link to that download below. You can download that directly off our website. I've also included a number of other change and transformation resources in the links below, so be sure to check that out in the description field below. So I hope you found this information useful. I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.